The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Chalene Show. My name is Chalene Johnson, and it's my birthday. I know, you're supposed to take the day off if it's your birthday, right? Actually, what you're supposed to do on your birthday is do whatever makes you happy. And what makes me happy is this: connecting with people, helping people, spending time with you. And so I asked that I could spend just a few minutes connecting with my friends on The Chalene Show. This is my joy. And that's how you know you have found your life's purpose, is it doesn't feel like work. It's something you want to do. I love spending time with you. I would love to start by thanking those of you who've specifically by writing me a review, or as I like to call them, a love note about The Chalene Show. So first I want to say thank you to Rebecca Gilgan, who wrote this on February 1st. She says, oh, please, 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 I would love more podcasts just like the one you did on self-sabotage. Chalene, I love you. I love that you don't beat around the bush and that you can be blunt about your behaviors and others, because so many of us are denying but definitely doing these things. It's so helpful. Thank you for your wonderful podcast. And then KiteLife.net wrote, there are no words. I can't express how much I value, Chalene, your work. It has given me life. I've been a lifer for around 3 years now, and I'm so thankful for all that you share. Chalene, you are a gift to me and my family and my friends. And that you guys write these for me, that is everything. I always jump on, or at least I try to jump on and read a few reviews, even the negative ones, before I start recording, because it helps me feel connected to you. And it's how I know what podcasts you're enjoying and what you like about them. And so, by the way, if you do write me a review, please don't forget to include your actual name, because like this one's from Happiness Ninja. I wonder who Happiness Ninja really is, but she wrote, I discovered The Chalene Show about a month ago, and Chalene is just a true gem. She's funny, she's real, she provides wonderful, straightforward advice and support, and I love all of her listeners. That's so cool. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. You're amazing. Well, Happiness Ninja, I wish I knew your real name, but I still, nonetheless, want to say a big thank you for your review. And if you're wondering what to get me for my birthday, well, now you know. It's a review for The Chalene Show. Without further ado, this episode is dedicated to you. And so I wanted to share with you some tips to instantly give you more energy. Experience this. Are you ready? Everybody, fix your posture. Sit up tall. Pull your shoulders back. And now make your neck a little bit longer. You know, like that thing that happens as we age and you feel like, oh my God, why did you take a picture of me from that angle? Do I really have a double chin? Right? Okay, well, fix that. Pretend that you know you're having a picture taken of you from the side and pull your shoulders back. Don't you immediately feel more energy? Yeah, of course. Next, what I want you to do is smile. So the first way, the instant fix for your energy, is your own body language. Have you ever been around someone whose body language is, it makes you feel tired? Like they round their shoulders and they speak with low energy and they have not much of a facial expression. And you're like, why do I feel tired all of a sudden? Right? And then your energy comes down. You start to kind of match their energy, right? Well, the same is true even of yourself. So your own physical body language, the way you hold yourself, that will either give you energy or it makes you feel tired. So on days that little voice inside your head is telling you you're tired, say, no, I am not tired, and watch this, and just change your body language. Your own body language, even if there's nobody else around, I promise that you will feel more energy. Number two is your emotional well-being. I know you have had times in your life where you just can't avoid it. There's some emotional stuff going on. Like you're dealing with a parent who's battling an illness. You have a child that's going through something that's so emotional on you. Your emotional state takes an incredible toll on your physical energy. And yes, there are times where you just can't help it. Things are happening. I want you to be aware of the fact that it takes a toll on your physical energy. And during those times, you must get more sleep. You must take things off your plate. Even though you have the same amount of hours in the day, you must recognize how much of a physical toll it takes on your energy level. And that affects your adrenal glands. And that affects your cortisol levels. So when you're under an incredible amount of emotional stress, your body gets tired. And your body's way of protecting you is by increasing your body fat and by also taxing your adrenal glands. And so it's not a mental thing that you're like, guy, why am I so tired? I just feel like sleeping. Am I depressed? Well, you're actually probably very tired because of the emotional toll that it's taking on your body. And if there's nothing you can do about it in terms of changing the circumstances, I'm just asking you to recognize that it's really hard physically on you to be going through something emotional. Give yourself permission to slack in another area that's just not that important. Like what you're dealing with is far more important, right? So let something else slack. Don't worry about keeping the house clean. But you know what you should worry about? You know what you should do? Exercise. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. But your emotional well-being is part of the reason why we hold on to body fat. It's also what makes us heal more slowly. It takes a physical toll on us. So I'm asking you to take some things off of your schedule. I'm asking you to cut yourself some slack, to get some extra sleep, to say, I'm sorry, I can't come to the party. Some things have come up. I know I promised I would help you moving this weekend, but some things have come up and I really have to tend to them. You are not superhuman and you will empty yourself. You will run yourself ragged. You will deplete your adrenal glands. You will increase your cortisol levels. You will do great damage to yourself if you think you're superhuman and you just keep trying to push through this. You have to take some things off your plate. The only thing I don't want you to take off your plate, and this is where people make the mistake, is they're like, I'm under a lot of stress. There's so much going on. Something has to give. And therefore, what I'm going to do is not work out. My body's telling me tired, so I shouldn't work out because that's going to require energy. That is a myth. Energy begets energy. Lay on the couch and relax if you want less energy. Get up, exercise, get your heart pumping, do something that builds muscle and takes your mind off of it and relieves you of stress. And the best way to do that is exercise. Now, I know that seems counterintuitive because you're like, but I'm dead, I'm tired, and I don't want to work out right now. I feel like crap. And so like all I want to do is get like a bag of Doritos and a bucket of ice cream, and I'm going to finish it off with a glass of wine and then I'll feel better. But you don't, right? You feel worse and your energy plummets. The one thing you have to do feels counterintuitive when you're dead tired and when you're emotionally exhausted, and that's exercising. Now, I'm not telling you you have to do something that's going to further deplete your adrenal glands. For example, when you're incredibly stressed out and when you're going through an emotional period, that is not when, studies show, you should be doing things that are long endurance cardio based. That's not when you should be preparing for your best time in a marathon. It is, however, when you should be doing something that gets your heart rate up, makes you feel strong, makes you feel more centered, and doesn't beat you up, okay? So what are some examples of that? I don't know, because it's going to be different for you than it is for me, but it might be something like taking a walk. It might be a lower impact workout. It might be dancing around with your headphones on to music from the 80s that takes you right back to when you graduated from high school. Not that I would know, being so young and all on my birthday, but like something that just makes you feel amazing. And I can't answer that for you. It might be horseback riding. I don't know what that is for you, but you do. You know what that is. And my friends, you can't skip that when you're feeling exhausted. My next quick fix to improve your energy is nutrition. And again, when we're feeling tired is when we feel like we're getting a free pass. I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted that our brains start to tell us, you know what, girlfriend? You need carbs. You're tired. These carbs won't even count. In fact, You need sugar, salt, carbs, and fat. Yeah, you need all of that all rolled into one. And you're so tired it doesn't even count. You should just have this because you're exhausted. Look at you up at midnight. Look at you up at midnight working so hard. You should probably reward yourself with something mushy and breadish and sweet and salty, right? That's what our brains tell us. Well, and that's a natural mechanism too. We know that when our stress levels are high is when we tend to crave the worst freaking food. And that makes us even more tired and feel more sluggish. And worse than that, then we feel bad about ourselves. We're like, man, what did I just do? What did I just eat? What was I thinking? Why did I just do that? You know? And then we're mad at ourselves. And that just adds to the fact that we're already tired. Now we've just put a bunch of bad nutrition in our body, so we feel even worse and it becomes a downward cycle. I want you, when you're feeling tired or if you're questioning the amount of energy you have each day, look at your food. Food should be fuel. Food, when you put it in your body, you should answer this question. Is this making me healthier or less healthy? Because there's not many things that are like a neutral. I mean, there are some things that are neutral, but most things, when you put them in your body, it's either going to make you healthier or less healthy. So that's a pretty good way, especially when you're wondering, okay, so why is my energy low? That's a really great indicator. What are you putting in your body? Most specifically, you're ready for this? Energy drinks are the dumbest thing in the world. You could go ahead and sue me, Monster and Rockstar. Fine. Send your letters to my attorneys, but you are killing people's energy. My friends, energy drinks, all they do is make your body dependent upon the drink and the caffeine that's contained inside the energy drink. And then your adrenal glands go, oh, cool. So I don't have to produce this energy myself. I can just drink it in the form of a can. Okay, so then what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut off production. And then your adrenal glands start getting lower and lower and lower. And then suddenly you're like, why do I now need two Monsters and three Rockstars to get through the day? And why am I craving coffee at 5 p.m.? And why do I have dark circles under my eyes? Well, that's because your adrenal glands are now dependent upon the caffeine you're putting in your body and the stress that your body is running on. And so you kill your adrenal glands and then you hit rock bottom and you're like, all the energy drinks in the world, nothing's working for me now. And now I can't sleep at night. And I can't sleep at night because I've been taking stimulants all day in the form of caffeine. And I've been taking all these stimulants and now I can't sleep at night. So now I'm not getting any sleep. And so now I'm craving more stimulants. And now my adrenal glands aren't working at all. And it has become an epidemic, especially now, fellas, for you too, but especially for the ladies. Because we just feel like, okay, I better be superwoman and I just need to start drinking more of these supposedly healthy energy drinks. And all that you're doing is putting more of a burden on your own body's ability to produce energy. You want your energy to come from within. Isn't it true? So if you think that you might be a victim of that, I want you to take a look at some of the previous episodes that I've done on The Chalene Show, specifically addressing adrenal fatigue. And you'll find that there's some great resources and some incredible experts who I've had the great fortune of being able to interview on The Chalene Show. And they've got some dietary changes you can make and some things you can change in terms of your lifestyle and begin to reverse adrenal fatigue. But it's very real. The next thing I want you to know about your energy is that it's a mindset. Now, when I used to work as a paralegal, which was my last job when I worked as an employee, I was often in a position where I didn't want to go to work on Monday. As much as I enjoyed the people that I worked with, I was also having fun building my own business. So on Sunday night, I would start concocting potential reasons why I wouldn't be able to go to work the next day. And I would decide that I wasn't feeling well, like on Sunday night. And I would go, okay, tomorrow morning, I'm going to call in. I'm going to say I'm not feeling well. And lo and behold, like shortly after I would make that decision that I wasn't feeling well, I would start not feeling well. And then I was like, am I really sick? Wow, this is going to be like a real sick day. At first, I was going to fake it. But now I'm thinking, maybe I am sick. Like, I would start, like, playing the part of, like, playing the role. You know how, like, when actors and actresses have to play, like, a heroin addict, and they really get into the role, and they want to live it, and so they go and, like, live on the streets in L.A., and they, like, hang out with the heroin addicts? Well, I take my role as an employee calling in sick very seriously, and so I would really try to, like, you know, live the part of the character, and so I would start, like... This is like before I was married even. And I was living by myself and I would like not take a shower. If I knew I was going to call in sick the next day, I'd like put on an old yucky robe and put no makeup on, put my hair up in a ponytail. Like as if, just in case one of the partners in the law firm was like going to knock on my door and go, are you really sick? You know, because if you have makeup on, you don't really look sick, right? So I like, just to call in sick, I wouldn't wear any makeup. I'd put on a robe. I wouldn't take a shower. And I'd be like, hi, Bob. Yeah. Oh, man, I really wanted to come in today and read depositions all day at my desk. I was looking forward to it. I was really looking forward to it, but I'm just not feeling good at all. And I was thinking I probably shouldn't get everybody else in the office sick. Oh, Shalene, of course. By all means, stay home. You know, I want you to feel better. Get well, okay? Take your time. I want you to feel better. You know, come in. You know, if you need to take a couple days off, that's fine. I'd be like, oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. And then I would hang up the phone and I would be sick. I would be confused. I'm like, wait a second. Maybe I am sick. I feel sick. And the reason why is because mentally, I had told myself to be run down and to feel sick and to sound sick. And so then my brain starts to believe me and my body starts to follow what my brain is telling me to do. And it's like this whole thing. My number one source of energy is right here. Your brain tells you to have energy because even when I haven't had enough sleep, even when there are days when I haven't eaten perfectly, and even when I am going through some stuff that's emotional, and even when there's a lot on my plate, I can still rely on my mental state. And the moment you tell yourself you're tired, you believe it. Now, some of you have done my exercise programs and you know my favorite thing to say in all my workouts is, you're not tired. I say it in all my workouts. I'm like, you're not tired. Now that cue, that motivational phrase is not for you. God bless you. It's me talking to me. So my cues, the motivation that I use in my workouts, whatever I'm saying to myself in my head, I say it out loud. And so I love that you guys think that I'm saying it to you, but I'm really like, I'm saying it to me. I am saying it to me. I will say, you are not tired. You're not tired. You've got mega energy. You're on fire. Like I say those things to pump myself up. So the moment I hear that in my own head, the moment I think to myself, oh man, you didn't get enough sleep last night. I say, no, you're superhuman. You got enough sleep. You feel alive. You feel energetic. You feel sharp. You feel capable. You feel like you could take on the world. And the second I tell myself that, I've got more energy. So pull your shoulder blades back. Make your neck a little longer, eat better. Don't forget to exercise because it is going to give you energy, even though you think it might not, it will. And tell yourself that you're awake, alert, and alive, and you've got more energy than anyone you know. We are attracted to people with high energy. People with low energy repel us. We don't want to be around them. Now, I'm not talking like hyperactive energy, the type that you're like, okay, you're making me nervous. Like, are you on crack? What is wrong with you? Why are you acting like that? I'm not talking about that kind of energy. I'm talking about alive, engaged, present, eye contact, facial expressions. Your facial expression conveys energy. Yeah, like the energy on your face will tell other people what energy to reflect back at you. So when you want high energy, you better be reflecting it in your face and in your body language so that people reflect it back on you. Because whatever people reflect back on you, you take that in and you promote more of that, right? You project what they're projecting. So if you want higher energy, if you want people to be kind and nice and happy and energetic around you, dude, you gotta be like that. Because if you feel like everybody else is low energy around you, dude, it's because of you. It's because you are have a sourpuss on you. Fix your face. Stop making that low energy, I don't like you face, because you're making me not like you. You are killing my vibe. So if you want to improve your vibe, fix your face. Those are my tips to instantly improve your energy. I know you can do it. It starts right here. I bet you've got energy right now. You've got more energy than what you did. And here's my extra added bonus tip. You ready? This one's so good. And I don't think it's going to surprise you. Music. Like if you're bummed out, if you feel like you have low energy, if you're like, okay, Shalene, I fixed my face. I ate berries and kale. I got 9 hours of sleep. I have no stress in my life. I exercise and I'm not drinking energy drinks and I still feel low energy. You know what you need to do? You need to make yourself the ultimate playlist. And it's not like the playlist that you're like driving in your car to. It's that playlist that like if you were at a wedding or at a nightclub, you're like, oh shoot, I got to dance to this one. Okay. Like you need to make that playlist. And you should probably include some songs that you loved in high school, because that's when you were a lunatic. That's when your energy was through the roof, right? So you should probably include some songs from when you were in high school. You know, and nobody needs to know about the secret playlist, but this is like your, oh my gosh, this is my jam. Okay, watch me do the Running Man. Back up, kids. Let me show you the Cabbage Patch. Those kind of songs, okay? In the event of an emergency, play this playlist. That's my extra added bonus for you. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on my birthday. If you're still searching for the perfect gift for me, all you have to do is go to iTunes and say, Shalene, I love the Shalene Show and happy birthday. And that would make my day. So thank you so much for being here. Thanks so much for sharing. And I love you guys.